right now we have 150,000 families. They receive this first payment. It's the first in a series of monthly payments.
What is each family getting?
They are getting $90. So this $90 is based, like it's calculated based on the minimum food basket for Somalia. And then when I was listening to the interviews, it was quite, I was quite surprised to see how people use the money, obviously to buy food, to pay debts. Also because of this situation, many of them, they lost livelihoods and they also like they start accumulating debt. One guy, he mentioned that he used $50 to open a small shop. So it's always interesting to see how like how people are trying to use this money to be also entrepreneurial and not just think about today, but trying to find medium, long-term solutions and thinking about tomorrow as well.
Talk a little bit about the factors that led up to this situation for the Somali people, if you would.
Well, the first thing that I think we should mention and should not forget that when we, especially when we speak about the southern and central parts of Somalia, we are speaking about 30 years of the ongoing armed conflict. And that's one of the most protracted conflicts in the region. And that is a huge driver behind the food crisis that we're seeing. And then, of course, there are other factors. Now we are in this multi-seasonal protracted drought. Now we are in the fourth consecutive season where they haven't received the amount of rains that they were supposed to receive. So the animals are dying, animals are getting sick, people are losing, farmers are losing their harvest because of the drought. And at the same time, there's also these large geopolitical events that are affecting Somalis as well. Like if we have a conflict in Ukraine, and that led to rising food and fuel prices. The exports of grain have stopped, and Somalia is largely dependent on the grain, exports of grain from Russia and Ukraine.
How many people have been displaced due to drought and conflicts in Somalia?
The displacement is continuing. So we have more and more people arriving to the camps for the displaced every day. And that is actually one of the big problems because we registered these families for the cash assistance and we provided them the cash assistance. But, you know, while we are registering families and start sending them money, at the same time, more and more people arriving, and that also at the same time, inflation is happening. So you find yourself in this impossible situation, like what do you do where you have to compromise? Do you have more cash to the people that you're already assisting? Do you have less cash, but you try to reach more people? And that's these are very difficult compromises that we have to make.